Current state on WKAR, the Michigan State University Department of Theater has launched an ambitious project involving students, faculty, and several other departments on campus. A student-led production is being staged on campus through this weekend, and later that same story will become a movie. Current state's Scott Pohl has more. Hey, Scott.
The stage production of Theater to Film opened last weekend, and there are six more performances starting Wednesday night. I spent some time at a rehearsal last week to get a feel for how these MSU students are using the project to get writing, acting, and filmmaking credits.
I'm not going to drink tonight. I understand you have a family, but we need to cut back on costs.
Hello, my name is Mark Colson. I'm an assistant professor here at Michigan State University, and I conceived the project Theater to Film. My academic goal from the start was really about my students being able to, you know, make that sort of leap from the stage to the screen, because as far as having longevity in this business, you have to be able to do it all, right? And the thing for me was that I always loved theater. That was, you know, I always thrived in the theater. I loved the communion with the audience, you know, and everything that goes with the stage and playing to the back row. And as far as film, the thing I always gravitated toward was the total reality of it, that I could create a moment on stage that was sort of fully my own, and it was intimate, but could still be transmitted to a group of people. And so that was really what I wanted. I wanted my students to have that. And the other side of that was that I wanted this to be a huge collaboration between all these different departments and colleges. And that's really happened. So now we have a collaboration between Media and Information, Media Sandbox, Film Studies, English, and Art History and Design.
Will the people that were involved in writing, and you mentioned one writer in particular, will they also be involved in the next step, so to speak, after this stage presentation and preparing for filming? Will they be involved in rewriting, perhaps, at that point?
Yeah, we are in the process, you know, as we're getting this piece together, we are starting to try to rewrite for a screenplay. We were going to try to hand that over to other people, but it's very, very difficult to hand over your writing to someone else, because it's sort of like handing over a baby. You just birthed a baby, and then you say, hey, somebody else take this, right? And so we were sort of having a hard time with that. But we also spent a lot of time distilling that script now for the stage, so that the distance wouldn't have to be as great and it wasn't going to be as hard for us. Yes, there are certain things that we are going to have to modify for a screenplay, but I think that sort of the heavy lifting for that has already been done.
And yet handing your baby off to someone else to rewrite, that happens all the time in Hollywood.
Yeah, absolutely it does. And that you can't get too tied to it. And sometimes, you know, to be honest, it's easier for someone else to edit your work than it is for you to edit your work. You know, and what happens, I mean, part of my platform that I stand on here is at Michigan State in the department, is that I believe that our students cannot just be actors anymore, that they have to conceive, they have to, you know, write their own projects, they need to get these things up on YouTube. That's a way that they can be seen. And so part of that, and no, we don't teach writing formally here, but the idea of writing something, taking a look at it, distilling it, trying to figure out, you know, what am I really trying to say? Sort of what is my mission statement, or what is my, you know, overarching theme here? And then trying to distill your own work and edit your own work, that's a skill that we really try to, you know, pass on to our students as well, because they're going to need it in the real world.
Will the cast that performs it here on the MSU campus be the same people who will perform in the film?
Absolutely, because that's really a part of the journey, that they, you know, I wanted them to have the experience of that stage performance, you know, and then also too, as far as, you know, how they would transform their performances for screen. Yeah, that it was definitely, you know, one thing to the next for sure.
My name is CJ Valley. I'm a senior at Michigan State University. I'm a theater major, and I'm from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Is writing something that you want to do? Is that the major focus of your career as a student here at Michigan State?
I definitely say that writing is part of it. However, my interests lie in TV show, screenplay primarily, and acting and comedy.
What appealed to you in the first place about the theater to film project? Why did you want to be involved?
I have an interest in film. as well as theater, and I have a nice relationship with Mark where it's at ease, and I like working with him. And so when he came up with this idea, I was really interested in the process as far as what he was doing with it. And to me, that process is so groundbreaking for Michigan State University, as well as the theater department, as far as students getting this opportunity to lead this production performance and to really get a hands-on experience and a say in how this production will be formatted and how the final show will be about. They really get a say, and I think that's what drew me the most.
I'd like to ask you about the method of getting feedback during the course of working on this project, not just from Mark Colson, but from the cast. Not all of it positive, I would have to assume. What's it like getting that kind of immediate feedback?
I try not to take it personal ever, because I understand as a writer, when you create a piece of work and you send it out, there will be actors who interpret it different. And I have learned early on that to accept those interpretations, not as negative, but just to keep an open mind, because oftentimes they're approaching it from an angle that I can't approach it from, as far as like I'm coming from a writer's standpoint and they're coming from a performance standpoint. So to hear them tell me what works and what doesn't, it really helps string the project along rather than offend me.
You have a diverse cast here, I suppose. To some extent, actors might want to give you input about how certain things would be said or changing the language to make it more accurately reflect the culture that they happen to come from.
Absolutely, because for one, I'm not from Michigan or Detroit at all. So any advice from the people who do know about Detroit and Michigan, I was more than open to hearing what they had to say, and for them to correct me, I wanted them to correct me.
So after this presentation at MSU, you go into the filming process, which can be entirely different. The script might need to be changed. What sorts of things are you anticipating when we get to that point?
Well, right now we really are focused on making this production as theatrical as possible. And I know that with the theater comes bigger choices and bigger physicalized movements. And going into the film, I know that things will have to be shrunk as far as physicalities of actors. And so I know a lot of what is said in the theatrical production can be reduced in film to a single look. And I'm prepared for that, yeah.
What happens after the film is done?
We are doing this film version in collaboration with the Comm Arts Department, and they have a slot in the Traverse City Film Festival, which will be happening in June or July. And so immediately after the close of our performance, we were going straight into the filming process, which will be 3-day weekends over the course of from February to maybe about mid-April. And post-production will happen all through April to June, and from there we will distribute to Traverse City.
It'll be interesting for your audience at these stage productions to see the film when it comes out. They can remember what they saw on stage and see perhaps how the project evolved to film.
I absolutely agree with you. Because for me, being with this project starting from last year, to see where the project is now, almost a year later, and to start the film, the pre-production film process, I'm already starting to see the shift as how we're going to act it, how it's going to be filmed. And so it's an amazing process. And now we're getting our cast and actors involved in this process. And they, too, are starting to learn the film production side of it.
I'm Katie Maggart. I'm from Grosse Pointe Woods, Michigan, right outside of Detroit. And I'm a senior this year at MSU as a BFA acting major.
What appealed to you about being in this project?
What appealed to me most was the idea of working towards taking a performance for the stage and making it also for film, and what are the differences in there and what are the similarities.
Tell me a little bit about your character.
My character, her name is Val. I'm very close to her. She's kind of this free spirit type of girl. She's very opinionated and not afraid to speak her mind. But she's also kind of stuck in this rut or this gray area. And similar to a lot of characters in the show, she's not quite sure where she's going next. I'm 22 years old. My mother taught English, and I have a dog named Mushi.
That one. The last one, that's an entire
lie. No, you believe my lie. My mother taught history.
Yeah, but that's not fair because half of your lie was true.
No, it doesn't matter. You believe my lie. And you believed it because you thought I wouldn't lie about something as personal as my mother.
No.
Would you call it a lead part?
Yeah, I would call it a lead part. The characters in the show are actually pretty proportional based on stage time, which is great. All of the vignettes is something really special about the show.
Is there something about this project that's going to give you experience not just on the stage, but also on film and stage and film credits for your resume, I suppose?
Yes. I mean, I will definitely be adding this to my resume, but there's a lot to gain from this. We actually also have a class that surrounds this project. And what we recently did, we kind of wrote a little monologue that goes along with our character, and we quickly did it on the stage and then moved it to film and recorded both and looked at the differences and similarities. So I think that every successful actor needs to be able to do both and know how to switch quickly. And so this is something I think is very important.
As a member of the cast, was the cast involved in the writing process, even if just woodshedding during rehearsals? I'm not quite sure my character would say that. That kind of input, was your input sought?
Definitely. It definitely was. This is a very collaborative project. I was actually involved in an independent study before we began rehearsals, where we basically just read the scripts raw, right from the press, basically. Any ideas that we had or characters, you know, if they were too shallow and needed more complexity, all of our ideas were always taken into consideration.
You can see Theater to Film in the Studio 60 Theater in the MSU Auditorium Building through Sunday, February 8th. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
Stacey, now's not the part to talk about.